This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a story out of Vienna that's worth a moment. Here, OPEC, more properly the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, met there today to ponder the low price of crude and, more to the point, to ponder whether members ought to cut production to get prices off the $40 or so a barrel that crude is sitting at right now. They decided members ought not cut production. In fact, technically, they are increasing the amount they pump by 1.5 million barrels a day. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what's going on here.
With a global oil glut and prices constantly slipping, oil producers are in trouble. So today's meeting was tense. Indonesia, which rejoined OPEC today, must wonder what it's getting into. Worse still, its presence adds about another 1 million barrels of OPEC oil a day to the market. And once Iran starts pumping out the black stuff again, well, let's not even go there. The key question, who's going to take the lead to cut production? Well, you jump first. Dominic Haywood, an oil analyst at Energy Aspects, says at the meeting all eyes were on Saudi Arabia.
But they've made it very clear that they don't think it's up to them, and also they don't necessarily think it's up to OPEC to cut production.
The Saudis' plan is to maximize market share and to drive high-cost producers like the ones in North Dakota and Texas out of business. Guy Caruso is an energy advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's working, but much slower than I think anybody, including the Saudis, thought.
With $700 billion in cash reserves, Saudi Arabia can afford to wait. Jason Bordoff of Columbia University is a former energy advisor to President Obama. He says some OPEC members, like Venezuela and Ecuador, can't.
When countries who are dependent on petroleum revenues see a sharp decline in the global price, they have as much pressure as possible to boost output in any way they can because they need the money.
Meanwhile, oil inventory keeps rising. Bordoff says concerns about the oil glut make sense, but production is only part of the equation.
The big question is how quickly demand keeps growing. We saw very strong demand growth this year in response to the low price, almost 2 million barrels a day of growth. That's going to have a big impact on how quickly we start to push the price back up.
A lot depends on China, the world's oil-guzzling second biggest economy. If growth there continues to stall, demand might do the same. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Crude in New York today, by the by, down under $40 a barrel at the close. $39.97 was the price.